Antrim came with a very definite plan, and we knew what that plan would be in terms of frustrating us in terms of their attacking play, and they came with a very deliberate tactic on their own kick out and that as well. So the most frustrating thing is just what we left behind us, particularly in the first half in terms of goal chances. So yeah, we didn't play challenge games in that period. We did a block of training, and I think we've got the players up to speed in terms physically, but yeah, they're just a bit of rust there in terms of the intricacies of our team play, you know. So to work on.
I suppose the obvious one is you've created loads of goal chances, which is a very pleasing thing.
Aye, that's it. I suppose it'd be worse if you weren't creating it, but you got to nail them, you know. In particular now, the levels will go up substantially now in our next game, and we'll take a look at that there tomorrow. So yeah, look, still confident that we will improve for the next day, and we will need to.
The importance of the break after the league, because the league is week on week. Is that the first time you can really get a chance to get stuck into it?
Yeah, that's it. And your players there that have played, you know, club, and players that were carrying injuries over the winter time, and we said we definitely try and get them right. You saw quite a number of them playing there today, you know, and that gets a game. A lot of them got 70 minutes under their belt. Their own McAvoy got about 55 minutes under his belt, and he'll get another 2 weeks training under his belt now, and he'll be the better for that. So yeah, all in all, a good workout.
Finally for me, a first debut for Shane McGuckin, and 100 for Shane McGuigan, 100 fair innings.
It's a fair innings, and especially when he's only 28 years of age, it's fair going, and the scoring that he has done in that time as well. So yeah, that's Brenton Rodgers in that 100 club, and so is Niall Toner, and Niall Lockton and Conor Doherty will come on that. Hopefully if we can win a few more games, they'll come on that before the year's out then as well. So that's a fair bit of experience in your team, you know. And it's a fair those lads have played a lot of football, especially the likes of Ethan Doherty and Paul Cassie, who are still in their early to mid 20s. They're well up on the 70 and 80 as well. So those are all positive things.